Let's talk about Paul, P-A-U-L, Callis, C-A-L-L-I-S, 9/30/46. Mr. Callis is a 78-year-old gentleman, carpenter by trade, has not worked for some time, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia about a year and a half ago, has gotten worse in the past 6 months. His wife says he walks around cussing, in quotation, yelling, in quotation, screaming, walking around. 2 days ago, he walked out of the house and he was in the middle of the street. He caused a three-car pileup, period. New paragraph, at night, he has severe sundowner syndrome. He was just started on Seroquel. His first dose was given today and he's been sleeping all day, as you would expect in patients who are placed on Seroquel, period. New paragraph, his dementia has caused increased confusion, decreased mentation. He doesn't know his name, time, or person, period. He is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He does wear a diaper, period. He's had a fall a year ago at the beginning of his diagnosis, and he's no longer able to ambulate without help, period. Last hospitalization was a year ago due to a fall and a concussion, period. He is at high risk of fall at this time, but his mentation has become so much worse that he's not ambulating unless he becomes very agitated, period. He also suffers from hypertension, anxiety. His blood pressure today is elevated because he did not take his medication. His regular medication includes Valsartan, 320 milligram, Remeron, 15, Seroquel, 25, period. He has had at least 10 or 15 pounds weight loss, period. He also has 3 children and 5 grandkids, period. Immunization, he has not received any immunization this year, but he did get his immunization last year. Family history, his wife of 58 years, tell me his mom and dad died of old age. I don't know much about them at this time, period. Surgical history, he's had back surgery times 2, the only surgeries he's ever had. Blood pressure is 175 over 75, pulse is 48, respiration is 18, or two side 95% on room air, period. Temperature 98.9. Heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs. Shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft. Patient has no lateralizing symptom, difficult to arouse, most likely because of medication. Skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa is dry. He also has muscle wasting in the lower extremity, period. Here we have a 78-year-old gentleman with dementia, end stage, diagnosed with Alzheimer's a year and a half ago, increased confusion, weight loss, decreased weight, agitation, sundowner syndrome, severe, recently started on Seroquel, period. He also has hypertension. His blood pressure is elevated because he has refused his medication for the past at least few days, period. His MAC is at 28 centimeter with advanced weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Last hospitalization occurred because of a fall due to concussion. He's at a high risk of fall because of decreased mentation, period. 2 days ago, a patient walked out and caused a three-car pileup in the neighborhood because of his confusion, no longer oriented to person, place, or time. He's ADL-dependent, and his bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. The family has chosen for hospice and end-of-life care at home and did not want dad to be hospitalized or transferred back and forth to the hospital any longer, period. I've talked to the family about giving his medication as soon as he wakes up, his blood pressure medicine, and the nurse will recheck his blood pressure on a regular basis. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. Thank you.